Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, if the weather scenario seems a lot like deja vu, you probably are right. The National Hurricane Center issuing the same weather platform we recently saw with Invest 93L. Not going to happen this time around. There is no indication of tropical development at this point. Forecasters confirming the system will drift into the Gulf, increasing the chance of tropical downpours along the northern Gulf Coast until the end of this week.
And Pensacola City Council will vote on a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas leasing in the Gulf of America later this week. The resolution opposes the inclusion of Eastern Gulf waters in the federal government's latest offshore leasing program. It cites economic and environmental risks to Pensacola's coast. The council will take up the resolution at 5:30 p.m. Thursday at City Hall.
All right, here's your third story. 65-year-old Denise Webb, a team manager with Families First Network, is charged with multiple child abuse incidents at the Lakeview Center. The charges stem from incidents that occurred on April 30th, May 1st, July 1st. Webb was arrested on two counts of child abuse without great bodily harm. Webb has been placed on administrative leave. She denied the allegations, according to the latest arrest report.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Santa Rosa County Commissioners are discussing the possibility of doing something different with retention ponds. District 5 Commissioner Colton Wright says using a gradual slope and leaving out the fence would enable HOAs to use the ponds as a feature or amenity, be easier to maintain, and look better, and adds he was recently in Orlando where retention ponds weren't fenced off and served as part of the landscape. County officials, though, say the idea is currently being worked on by a task force, and they're looking at whether state regulations would consider the change to be more or less burdensome for developers.
Yeah, it seems like there could be some legal liability in that case as well.
Right.
Okay, it appears that reports of a stabbing near a local Planet Fitness may not be entirely accurate. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
What has been reported is a stabbing or a person was attacked at a Planet Fitness on Mobile Highway. When checking with the shift commander, we discovered that that's not exactly what happened. That did not happen at Planet Fitness. He happened to call from the front of Planet Fitness. And also what he was reporting is that, really is a bunch of balderdash.
I like his terminology, balderdash.
Well, I mean, that's a good word for it.
Okay, well, Chief Simmons said a man reported that he was attacked with a machete while attempting to buy drugs at a nearby drug house. There you go. This is what's really going down. But investigators believe the man simply fell and hit his head on some rocks while inebriated, drunk,
yes.
In other words, and investigation's ongoing.
All right, 6:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Very happy to report that I have virtually no congestion on my map here. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for overly long. As for your weather, sitting at around 93 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 81 tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see the first half of your Wednesday still being pretty toasty, high of 95. But rainfall chances are going to come into play, and they're going to be pretty high on your Thursday and Friday, which is going to sabotage this high temperature weather we've been dealing with. Thursday and Friday's highs currently only projected to sit at around 89 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right. Very interesting. A prominent Haitian businessman living in Florida is now in federal custody with his residency revoked. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
69-year-old Pierre Reginald Boulos, a noted Haitian entrepreneur, is now being detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was arrested in Palm Beach, Florida, and had been living legally in the U.S. for some time, though he had in the past renounced his U.S. citizenship. The U.S. State Department, however, says Boulos has long had ties to one of the Port-au-Prince gangs responsible for the Caribbean nation's ongoing violence and lawlessness. The U.S. considers this gang to be a foreign terror organization and claims Bulos' connection to them has adverse effects on U.S. foreign policy. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Jacksonville's sheriff is warning people not to jump to conclusions about an arrest that has gone viral. You heard us talk some about this yesterday. A cell phone video posted on social media shows a traffic stop involving William McNeil Jr. from 5 months ago. The video was so viral over the weekend after viewers saw a Jacksonville sheriff's office officer punch McNeil. Waters released the body cam video yesterday, and he says he did so because one piece of evidence considered in a vacuum without any context can lead to skewed conclusions. Waters adds the two officers involved aren't facing criminal charges, but the incident is being investigated internally.
617 News Radio 92.3. Senator Rick Scott urging federal agencies to increase their efforts to combat international scams that target older Americans. According to FBI data, elderly fraud costs and losses top, get this, $3.4 billion. Many of these scams originate overseas and are linked to transnational criminal organizations using trafficked labor to conduct cyber fraud.
My goodness. And also, the U.S. Coast Guard cracking down on illegal charters. It stopped 9 illegal charters in Fort Lauderdale waterways this past weekend, and one was a floating tiki. The Coast Guard reminds folks it's important to verify a captain's credentials before embarking on a trip. Anyone who runs an illegal charter company can face civil penalties in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, a father has been arrested after his son accidentally shot himself. WOFL Fox 35 down in Orlando's Stephanie Bufamonte is in Tavares, Florida this afternoon with the details.
Dexter Neal is behind bars after Eustis police say his 5-year-old son got a hold of his gun that he left under a pillow. Neal told officers he often sleeps in the same room with his 5-year-old because his child is autistic and has a fit if he wakes up in the middle of the night alone. He says early in the morning on June 29th, he left the room to go to the bathroom when he heard a loud bang about 10 minutes later. His wife rushed over to their neighbor's house, who happened to be a trauma flight nurse and police officer. Officers say Neal seemed remorseful and took responsibility for his actions. He told officers, quote, "I never sleep with a gun under me. Last night I did, and this is my consequence."
And Vero Beach's vice mayor under investigation for hosting an LGBT event that exposed kids to adult performances. Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer launched an investigation into the All Ages Pride Tea Dance. It was held at Vice Mayor Linda Moore's business called the Kilted Mermaid. She's due to appear in a Tampa courtroom on August 8th.
Very interesting there. Detectives in Florida here are looking for a woman who has gone missing. Last seen getting into a man's BMW. Here's Eben with more.
Deputies in Broward County, Florida, say 30-year-old Summer Leo has not been seen or heard from ever since she was spotted getting into a white BMW with Florida tags outside a Fort Lauderdale area Target store Sunday evening. While they won't say why they consider her to be missing and potentially in danger, they're asking for anyone who might have seen her to come forward. The search may now include more of the state as the vehicle registered to a man named Timothy Bowman was spotted as far away as Tampa. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the mayor's plan to reconstruct Palafox and where the funding should come from for that project and how it should be done all at once or in stages. The possibility of having a boardwalk and or offices and or a parking structure on Navarre Beach. We talked about that with Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker. Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by and Congressman Jimmy Petronas at a slightly different time than usual just because of scheduling. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Top national stories this hour.
Taxpayers subsidize grocery stores struggling to make ends meet. You've heard about this socialistic store in Kansas City. They're trying what they're trying to do in New York. So just make the government run all the grocery stores, things like that. There's only one problem with this. It doesn't work.
Despite receiving tens of millions of dollars since it opened in 2018, the image when you walk inside is jarring. I mean, most of the shelves here are bare. Between produce, meat, to dry goods, you'll find little to nothing here. The store is run by a nonprofit, and the strip mall it lives in is owned by the city. Casey Sunfresh momentarily saw success, but coming out of the pandemic, sales took a downward turn. The store came under new ownership, and then at the same time, crime and loitering here increased as the world opened up again. I spoke to Kansas City, Missouri's Mayor Quentin Lucas. He says other stores in this neighborhood with taxpayer funding are still doing well.
All right, it is 6:24. Ready for a nice evening here. Taking in bands on the beach. That's going to be cranking up in about 35 minutes over on the island. Should be fun. Stocks rallying in the final hour of trading today. Closing mixed, and Hillary Barsky has the numbers for you.
President Trump says the U.S. and the Philippines have reached a trade deal, with the U.S. charging Philippine imports a 19% tariff. In return, U.S. exports to the Philippines will receive zero tariffs. The president also announcing a trade agreement with Indonesia that will eliminate 99% of tariff barriers for American products entering the Indonesian market. Among the S&P 500 sectors, healthcare gained while tech lagged and weighed on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The Dow winners, Amgen, Caterpillar, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow rising 179 points, the NASDAQ lower by 81, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, let's see what we got here. Luckily, on the roads, nothing. As for the weather, sitting at around 93 degrees, going to be a low of 81 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances coming into play on your Wednesday, and they're going to hit a 90% chance of occurring on your Thursday. Tomorrow's still going to be pretty toasty, though, sitting at a high of 95. But Thursday and Friday, only at highs of 89.
All right. Very, very interesting. You know, we're giving our local forecast here, but what about the big picture?
Right.
It's not pretty. Big heat dome expected to settle over much of the U.S. this week. Heat is an understatement. It's going to be brutally hot. Here's Fox 32 Chicago's Emily Walls. She's in the Windy City this afternoon and files this report.
A large portion of the central United States, the southeastern portion of the U.S., under some sort of heat headline, whether that's an advisory, an extreme heat watch, or a warning for the Chicagoland area. Actual air temperatures are going to be in the upper 90s, but once you factor in really high humidity, it's actually going to be feeling more like 105 to 115, so dangerously hot conditions expected by the middle portion of this week. And then a slight cool down is coming our direction for the weekend, but even that cold front is only bringing us back down to the upper 80s to near 90 degrees, so it stays hot.
And Congressman Thomas Massey says President Trump's threats against him will backfire tremendously. The president has launched a targeted campaign against a Kentucky congressman who voted against the president's Big Beautiful Bill and denounced last month's military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. According to Massey, his political rivals have spent $1.8 billion to go against him, but efforts have had very little effect. Massey is confident in his campaign, saying, "I'm going to prevail," and added that his actions will embolden members of Congress to go with their constituents and not just toe the party line.
All right, different day, different hour, different place. You know, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Well, today, Earth is set to have one of its shortest days ever recorded. This is exciting. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Usually, when we do stories on long or short days, we're talking about the amount of daylight there will be. You know, spring forward, fall back kind of stories. This one is about the Earth actually completing a full rotation in slightly less time than usual, making today one of the literal shortest days on record. You may not notice it. The difference will be just 1.34 milliseconds less than the standard 24 hours. Chalk it up to differences in the gravitational pull between the Earth and the Moon. If the trend continues, 1 second may need to be subtracted from atomic clocks around 2029, a negative leap second, which has never been done before. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the man who admitted to killing four University of Idaho college students will be formally sentenced tomorrow. Brian Koberger will also hear from family members of the victims, but Koberger is not required to tell the court his motive for the killings. President Trump posted that he hopes the judge makes Koberger explain why he did it. Prosecutors say it can't be forced because that's not part of the plea deal. The former PhD student is expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences with no ability to appeal.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The U.S. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche is planning to have discussions with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison. Maxwell, of course, currently serving a 20-year prison sentence on child sex trafficking charges, among other crimes connected to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche saying the following, quote, "President Trump has told us to release all credible evidence. If Ghislaine Maxwell has information about anyone who has committed crimes against victims, the FBI and the DOJ will hear what she has to say. I have communicated with counsel for Ms. Maxwell to determine whether she would be willing to speak with prosecutors from the department. I anticipate meeting with Ms. Maxwell in the coming days," end quote. Blanche also saying, quote, "Justice demands courage. For the first time, the Department of Justice is reaching out to Ghislaine Maxwell to ask, what do you know?" FBI Director Kash Patel also signaling his support for the move, reacting online earlier, saying, get it.
And the House's August recess is beginning early this year. Lawmakers were set to hold votes on Thursday, but that's no longer going to happen. It comes as motions from Democrats related to the Jeffrey Epstein files could have forced Republicans to vote on the matter.
Well, expect travel delays along the 10 freeway corridor. FDOT engaged in a resurfacing project on the 110 and 10 freeways, including onto Highway 98. Look for overnight lane closures and periodic on-off ramp detours. This project is scheduled for completion early 2026. Coming up, sports in five. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Heavy metal legend Ozzy Osbourne has died at age 76. Osbourne fronted the pioneering band Black Sabbath in the late 60s and 70s. He then launched a solo career in the 80s. Hobbled by Parkinson's disease, Osbourne performed his final show with Black Sabbath just weeks ago. Brian Koberger will return to court for his sentencing tomorrow after pleading guilty to murdering four University of Idaho college students. President Trump on Truth Social posted that Koberger should explain why he did it. Stephen Gonsalves, father of murder victim Kaylee Gonsalves, tells Fox News it would give all the victims' families closure.
Easiest way for it to go away is if this person, during his plea, gives that information that only he would know, and then we don't have to play these conspiracy games. I mean, it's a deal. You've got to negotiate.
Koberger avoided a possible death sentence with the plea. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, well, if this weather scenario that we're dealing with seems a lot like deja vu, you might be right. The National Hurricane Center is issuing the same weather platform we recently saw with Invest 93L. There's no indication of tropical development at this point, but forecasters confirmed the system will drift into the Gulf, increasing the chance of tropical downpours along the northern Gulf Coast until the end of the week.
Okay, story number two. Pensacola City Council is going to vote Thursday. Make sure you mark that down. Thursday on a resolution opposing new offshore oil and gas leasing in the Gulf. The resolution opposes the inclusion of Eastern Gulf waters in the federal government's latest offshore leasing program. It cites economic and environmental risks to Pensacola's coastline. The council will take up the resolution once again, 5:30 Thursday at City Hall.
All righty. And your third and final top story this afternoon, 65-year-old Denise Webb, she's a team manager with Families First Network. She's charged for multiple child abuse incidents at the Lakeview Center Children's Services. The charges stem from incidents that occurred on April 30th, May 1st, and July 1st. Webb was arrested on two counts of child abuse without great bodily harm. Webb has been placed on administrative leave and has denied the allegations, according to the arrest reports.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, it appears that reports of a stabbing near a local Planet Fitness may not be entirely accurate. Here's Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
We're still waiting on a guaranteed maximum price because they have a couple.
What has been reported is a stabbing or a person was attacked at a Planet Fitness on Mobile Highway. When checking with the shift commander, we discovered that that's not exactly what happened. That did not happen at Planet Fitness. He happened to call from the front of Planet Fitness. And also what he was reporting is that, really is a bunch of balderdash.
There you go. the chief says a man reported that he was attacked with a machete while attempting to buy drugs at a nearby drug house. But investigators believe the man simply fell, hit his head on some rocks while being totally inebriated or drunk.
Yeah, not a good look.
Investigation's ongoing, by the way.
And a Cantonment man is facing felony charges following a family disturbance. 33-year-old Edward Wickham has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and possession of a firearm by someone with a domestic violence injunction. The incident began when Wickham allegedly threatened a family member with a knife during an argument fueled by drug use. Wickham was booked in Escambia County Jail with a bond set at $17,500.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
There's a new team on top of the Major League Baseball standings, and it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Got them! 11-game winning streak for your Milwaukee Brewers as they shut out the Mariners 6-0 in Seattle.
Call on FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. It's 11 straight for the Brew Crew. They now hold a 60-40 record through 100 games as they beat the Seattle Mariners 6-0. The 11-game win streak is the second longest in franchise history and their longest since 1987. Other games from around the league on Monday, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 4-1 to extend their lead in the AL East standings. The Philadelphia Phillies with a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox in 10 innings. The Kansas City Royals dominating the Chicago Cubs 12-4. And Los Angeles Dodgers defeating the Minnesota Twins 5-2. NFL news. Training camp opens up for a majority of the league today. 26 of 32 teams report today, but some teams are facing contract disputes with some of their star players, and the Dallas Cowboys might be the one making the most noise. All-pro defensive end Micah Parsons is seeking an extension, but is reporting to camp while negotiations loudly play out. And team owner Jerry Jones is adding fuel to the fire, seemingly taking a dig at Parsons' durability during a media scrum on Monday.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott.
Now, Parsons has not directly responded to Jones' comments, but he did reshare a social media post from former NFL defensive end J.J. Watt, which read, quote, "Anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you." It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
You know, and it's ideal we heard some NFL chatter there because the LA Chargers, adding to the NFL headlines today, they're facing a potential class action lawsuit filed by their fans and season ticket holders. This comes after ticket holders were stripped of an AFC West division game against the Chiefs, which is being played in Brazil. The game is featured as part of the NFL's international slate of games after the Chargers chose not to protect the game from overseas relocation. A 14-page document claims fans are losing a game at SoFi Stadium without compensation. The complaint seeks relief under several state laws, including California's unfair competition law.
You know, that gets pretty expensive. I mean, people are shelling out a lot of dollars for these things.
Yeah, season tickets? Oh, yeah.
Okay, college football right around the corner, and the Big Ten is getting the spotlight this week. Going to kind of focus on there. Here's Joe Morgan.
In less than 5 weeks, college football makes its return after a long offseason, and the Big Ten Conference will be looking to have its third consecutive national champion. Ohio State and Michigan have won the last two college football playoffs, and fans will get to hear from the two teams this week at Big Ten Media Days. Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day and select players will speak with the media today from Las Vegas, while Sherrone Moore and three players from Michigan take to the podium on Thursday. Ohio State is coming off its first national title since 2014, defeating Notre Dame to win the first edition of the 12-team playoff. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And also we had some WNBA action getting underway today. The headliner is going to be the Fever at Liberty. That game gets underway in just about 20 minutes. Caitlin Clark will not be present for that game because of her groin injury. We also have a game already underway, the Mystics beating the Sparks. Off to a hot start, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mystics up 12-2.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. ACC Media Days are underway, and the two biggest storylines in the conference entering the season are the Clemson Tigers and then Bill Belichick's debut season at UNC. For Clemson, the expectations are clear as Dabo Sweeney and Cade Klubnik have what it takes to win an Natty. As for Bill Belichick, his expectations are a bit ambiguous while he makes the immediate transition to the college game, and I would say 8-4 would be a successful first season for Bill at Chapel Hill. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Here's today's health news.
6:43 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Fox's Lisa Brady has more about feeling lack of fulfillment in the workplace in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Just when you thought you were up to date on the latest buzzwords for workplace issues, there's a new one, quiet cracking. The term refers to having a lack of fulfillment at work with a focus on job satisfaction, workloads, or the potential for growth. Employment experts say the phenomenon is pretty common among American workers. In fact, a report from the market research company Gallup found disruptions caused by the pandemic rather than expectations of any one age group were a major factor in the prevalence of quiet cracking in the workplace. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And UC San Diego has a new website to warn people about sewage at the beach.
Yeah.
Scripps and UCSD have launched a new website to forecast sewage contamination levels coming across the border from Mexico. The pathogen website will estimate the risk of illness for people in San Diego up to 5 days in advance. Funded by a state grant, Scripps is also looking to expand next year to forecast the amount of norovirus in the water.
You know, I know President Trump had threatened the president of Mexico to get that thing cleaned up. It's a dirty river that moves into San Diego.
A lagoon, a mire.
From Mexico. They need to get it fixed. It stinks, is what it does. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling for reforming America's donor system. Pretty serious about this. Here's Tom McGrady.
An investigation found surgeons attempted to initiate organ retrievals while patients were still alive or improving amid a growing push for increased transplants. The probe by the Health Resources and Services Administration says there were more than 70 canceled organ removals in Kentucky alone that should have been stopped sooner because the patients showed signs of revival. RFK Jr. calls the report horrifying and says the organ procurement organizations that coordinate access to transplants will be held accountable, adding the entire system must be fixed to ensure that every potential donor's life is treated with the sanctity it deserves. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Okay, 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, of course, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. Well, not too much going on the roads. That's some good news for you. As for our weather, 93 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 95, but rainfall chances will be lingering, and they're going to hit their highest percentage chance of forming on Thursday. 90% chance of rain in the first half of your Thursday, but the high is only going to be 89 degrees.
Well, a nationwide heat wave expected to come in this next week or so, with temperatures hitting triple digits in some areas. Meteorologist Adam Klotz. In with the details in your Fox weather forecast.
The dog days of summer are here as two-thirds of the country sees extreme heat taking over. The most extreme of the heat begins in the central United States for the middle part of the week. Heat advisories have been issued from the northern Gulf Coast into the northern plains and upper Midwest. Today in the Mid-South, heat indices will reach 110 to 115 degrees. By Wednesday, Chicago will have a feels-like temperature over 100 degrees. All of that heat will drift slowly to the east through the week. The heaviest rain will be in the northern border of that extreme heat, bringing thunderstorms to the northern plains and the upper Midwest. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The Federal Trade Commission wants to crack down on companies that are using false made in the USA tags. Serious things going on. Here's Lilia Hu.
They're concerned that with President Trump's emphasis on making products here in America, supporting the American worker, that retailers could be wrongly claiming to be made in America, and they don't want that. But here's the catch. Determining exactly what can be labeled made in America, it's tricky. The FTC says it means that all or virtually all of the product is made in the USA. So you can see with the virtually all, there is some room to use a few imported parts or ingredients, but just how much? That's the gray area.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. General Motors today reported second quarter earnings that beat Wall Street's estimates, reaffirming its full-year guidance. Despite uncertainty from the president's auto tariff, shares in after-hours trading are currently flat. Coca-Cola plans to introduce a version of its namesake drink made with cane sugar in the U.S. this fall. The product announcement comes after Donald Trump posted on Truth Social last week. He's been speaking with the company about using real cane sugar in its U.S. soda. Disney Plus and Swimply have announced that they're combining forces to create the first ever Disney Plus dive-in theater. Guests will not only be able to watch a movie while swimming, but also take part in interactive experiences. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow up nearly 180 points and the S&P 500 to a fresh record, up by 4. Crude oil futures above 66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, President Trump says he's has a trade deal with the Philippines following a meeting with the country's president today. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Imports from the Philippines will be charged a 19% tariff, President Trump says, and U.S. goods will be tariff-free as part of a trade agreement with the Indo-Pacific nation.
We do a lot of business with you. It's a lot of income coming in for both groups, but I was surprised to see the kind of numbers. They're very big.
President Trump hosted the Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to discuss trade and further military cooperation. During his visit to Washington, Marcos met with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon to discuss a potential ammunition production facility in the Philippines. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the August 12th tariff deadline set against China is likely to be extended. Speaking to Fox Business, Bessent said that they will meet with Chinese officials in Stockholm next week, and they will work out details on an extension. The talks are set to take place on Monday and Tuesday in Stockholm, while Bessent added he thinks trade is in a very good place with China.
Okay, Coke, rolling out a new product line here. Jenny Casola has the details for us from Atlanta.
Coca-Cola will start selling a version of Coke using cane sugar in addition to its current sodas. President Trump previously posted that Coca-Cola will switch from using high fructose corn syrup to cane sugar. The company says, as part of its ongoing innovation agenda, this fall in the U.S., it plans to launch a soda made with U.S. cane sugar to expand its trademark Coca-Cola product range. It will complement the company's strong core portfolio and offer more choices. Coca-Cola had a mixed spring quarter. Its profit was stronger than expected, though it has been selling fewer cases of its beverages. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And younger Americans are less optimistic about Social Security benefits as public confidence in the program declines. According to a new AARP survey, 36% of respondents were very or somewhat confident in the future of Social Security, which marks a 7-point drop from 2020. Polling found lower confidence levels were mainly driven by younger Americans, while the number of retired respondents who say they either rely on or plan to rely on Social Security in a substantial way rose from 51% in 2005 to 65% this year.
Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the Trump administration's making good on a promise to enhance aviation safety. Here's Christian Goodwin with this trending story.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy celebrating the funds Congress approved to help officials modernize air traffic control systems.
They gave us a historic $12.5 billion to start this upgrade, which is absolutely historic.
Speaking at the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture Oshkosh Fly-In Convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, unveiling a number of mosaic reforms, modernization of special airworthiness certificates for light sport aircraft.
We're going to remove outdated weight limits on light sport aircraft.
Explaining these FAA rules aim to cut unnecessary regulatory burdens while making recreational flying safer. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And lastly here, President Trump again taking aim at the chairman of the Fed. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office today that Fed Chair Jerome Powell is a numbskull over his refusal to lower interest rates. He added that Powell will be out pretty soon, which is a bit of a head-scratcher considering just last week Trump said he had no plans to fire him. Knocking on the door of 6:52 here, we will take one last quick break. You are listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some pop culture notes, along with one final check of the roads and weather to help ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
You're at the age where you're ready to retire. You're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all of your life, and now it's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there is one you'd really want to know more about. Tune in Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in either retirement community. You'll be glad you did.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And the Jay-Z song was love, so I put my hands up
to play my song, the butterflies fly away. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo.
But tell me, 6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Boy, Molly Cyrus.
just crazy.
That song got a lot of hate, and I don't know why.
I don't either. Austin Price questioning that today and just going crazy with that one. Actually, Austin's in with the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Indeed, I am. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. It was a pretty eventful evening for the most part, but at around, I don't know, what was it? Probably around 10 till 6 or so, we saw a lot of our traffic die down like we usually do. If you're dealing with any problems on the road, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. I'm looking at the weather here. It's low 90s. That's how it's been for the most of this evening. And it's going to get down to about 81. And then tomorrow, we're going to see some rainfall chances really ramp up. But the high is still going to be pretty good for the first half of your Wednesday, 95 degrees. Come Thursday, it's going to be a 90% chance of rain. But the high, as a result, is only going to be sitting at around 89.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, an upscale Italian restaurant in the Hamptons is selling martinis. What do you think they get for these things?
I know the answer, but I would just tell you the most I would pay for a martini is probably like $7 or $8.
All right. How about $8,000?
Nope.
Okay. Gary Baumgarten explains.
Called The Rock on the Rocks is offered at the Dopo La Spiaggia restaurant in Sag Harbor, New York. If you opt to order one, you're not just getting the cocktail because it comes with a 5-carat diamond necklace on the side. And a grand of your purchase goes to the charity of your choice. The restaurant says it's more than just an attention getter. They've actually sold a half a dozen orders of the drink. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Every day.
What was that?
Sucker born every day.
You are absolutely right, sir. If you're paying $8,000 for a martini,
well,
get out of here.
You know, that is probably God's way of saying you're making too much money.
I would agree wholeheartedly. And I think it's also his way of saying, can you give Austin Price some?
That's exactly what should pass the wealth over here.
Also, fans going to see Fantastic Four First Steps this weekend will be the first to see the trailer for Avatar Fire and Ash. The film's official X account confirmed the news. The third Avatar is set to hit theaters on December 19th. The first two installments both brought in over $2 billion worldwide.
Well, a fighter jet of all things making the news cycle today. This jet earned social media fame during a month-long tropical layover. Well, it has finally taken back to the skies. Here's Jonathan Savage.
According to online memes, the British F-35B enjoyed local street food and left 5-star reviews. In reality, the fighter jet was stuck in southern India for reasons far less pleasurable: issues with its hydraulics and auxiliary power unit. It ran into bad weather while on a mission over the Arabian Sea and couldn't return to its aircraft carrier base. Getting the $115 million stealth fighter fixed took British engineers over a month. Perhaps it was them enjoying Kerala State's touristic pleasures. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And an Atlanta rapper is heading to prison for life. John Gibson, known as Cash Out, was found guilty of RICO and rape charges on Friday. His mother and cousin were convicted of RICO charges as well. A judge sentenced a 34-year-old Gibson yesterday to life behind bars.
Okay, the fourth season of Ted Lasso officially underway as the teaser for the fourth season has officially been released. Here's Michelle Polino.
Ted Lasso is officially back in action. Season 4 began filming Monday with series star Jason Sudeikis and much of the original cast returning after months of rumors following the Season 3 finale in May of 2023. Apple TV Plus confirmed a new season in March. Sudeikis was the only name initially announced, but Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, who play Rebecca Welton, Roy Kent, and Leslie Higgins, are all returning, along with Juno Temple, who plays Keely Jones, and Brendan Hunt, Coach Beard. Season 4 will see Ted Lasso step into the role of coach for a women's soccer team. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And of course, we want to just give you one last reminder. Heavy metal legend Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at the age of 76 today. Osbourne enjoyed a successful solo career after starting off as lead singer of Black Sabbath. He died after a series of ailments and surgeries that forced him to retire from touring.
If today feels like it's flying by golly it is. Scientists tracking Earth's rotation predicts that today will be a millisecond short of a standard 24-hour spin. Yeah, scientific experts who constantly monitor the Earth's rotation seem a bit baffled by this more than speedy, the normal spins, but they're dealing with it. Have a great night. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon at 4. We'll see you then.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.